But if you're trying to do something for God and all hell is broke out against you, rejoice. You're obviously marching in the right direction. Because the enemy's rising up and he wants to stop what God's about to do because he can see that God's going to do something great in your ministry. And so give the Lord praise for that tonight. Come on, clap your hands and shout to him. We love you, Lord. But I got so excited about coming here tonight. I just felt like I was going to burst. Just riding down the highway in the car, anticipating getting here and just dropping a word into your spirit. And like I said, this summer has been incredible. God is blessing our ministry, and people are coming in and filling up all the seats that we have out. And it looks like it's got such a headwind right now. It wouldn't surprise me if I went back home and we were in full-blown revival. And I hope you'll agree with me on that. Amen? And so I'm excited about what God's doing. Last summer, we didn't ask for this, but last summer, God sent a local rehabilitation house to our church. And this house is for women, and they range from 16 to 18, 18 to 60. I mean, women coming into our house, and we never asked God for it. He just dropped it on us. And that was during the summer last year. And all of a sudden I look and there's these women sitting in our church, and they look rough. And they look, their countenance is just so messed up, and their lives are torn apart. And it wasn't just about 2-3 weeks that something began to happen. And those girls kept coming. They felt something at our church and they kept showing up, and suddenly God started changing their lives. Suddenly God started turning their lives around. And in about a month's time, some of them you could hardly recognize anymore. Their countenance changed so much that God did something powerful in them. Now we have 2 rehabilitation houses that are coming to our church. And the women pack out 1 entire section of our church. And they come in there every Sunday and every Wednesday. And new ones come in. And what happened to the old ones is happening to the new ones. And the power that got a hold of the ones that came at the first is getting a hold of the ones that are coming now. And it's not about 2 or 3 weeks. That old rough, hard countenance leaves them. And suddenly there's a beauty that wasn't there before. And their lives are changed. God dropped a ministry right down inside of our church. We didn't even ask for it, but here it is. Amen. And God's blessing us. And now their families are coming in. And now their friends are coming in. I'm just trying to tell you, you need to get ready, because God's going to drop something right on you in this place. Something you didn't expect, but be ready to embrace it. Give the Lord a hand of praise for that tonight. I want you to be able to speak God when you leave here tonight. Amen? Yeah, I want you to be able to speak God's language when you leave here tonight. The language that God meant for you to have. Amen? The vocabulary and the speech that God created you with. Oh, I want you to speak God before you leave here. Turn your Bibles with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Whoo, I'm shaking all the way down to my toes. Hallelujah. We made a decision at our church that we wouldn't start any program. We're not going to start any program unless it's connected to the harvest. No matter what it is, no matter what we do, we're going to connect it to the harvest. God spoke that into my spirit, that if we would connect our plans to the harvest, He'd bless our plans. Amen. Yes, it is. And it'll work. Hallelujah. And so we started having in the South, further down South. In the South, they like Wednesday night dinners. And we started having a Wednesday night dinner. And we're connecting that to the harvest. And we were only having maybe 15, 20, sometimes 30 people tops on Wednesday nights. But we decided we were going to start that dinner. And especially for people who had a difficult work schedule and it was tight. And usually they couldn't come on a Wednesday night because there was no time to come home, get cleaned up, make a meal, clean it up, and come to church. And so we started making the meal. And when we did that and we connected that thing to the harvest and started asking God to bring souls in through it, God started blessing it. And now we're having anywhere from 60 to 80 people coming on Wednesday nights, eating that meal and coming to church, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is dropping in on it, and it's turned into something powerful. Amen? And so what we need to do as a ministry is connect whatever we're doing to the harvest. If you're going to build something back there, connect it to the harvest. Amen? It's not just a place to play basketball, but it's a place to bring other souls into the kingdom and rob hell of somebody that He intended to take and destroy and bring them into the kingdom and watch their life get changed. Give the Lord praise for that tonight. Well, let me read a little bit. Paul said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, or of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God." He said, "I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Watch what he says. He said, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech," watch this, "my speech," what's coming out of my mouth, "and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Why? Why? Why did he make this decision? Why did he make this determination? He says in verse 5, "so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Paul makes a decision, he says, "I'm coming to minister into your place, into your ministry, but I'm not coming to impress you with my ability." This is an incredible statement from a man that sat under some of the greatest philosophers of all time. Highly educated. And yet he's made a decision. "I'm not going to lean on my education." He's made a decision. "I'm not going to lean on all the things that I have learned that are mentally attributed to me. I'm not going to lean on my intuition or my intelligence. I'm just going to come here in the weakness of my flesh and let God speak through me." He's essentially saying, "I'm going to come in here, I'm going to speak God." Now, I want to talk about this for a few minutes because I want your life to change around you. It's a waste of time for me to come here and not drop something in this place that doesn't change you or change your life or the way you approach life. Amen? Let's bow our heads right now and ask God to bless. Father, we ask you now in Jesus' name. I feel the awesome anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, do something in this house tonight. God, that will shake this house for the rest of its future. God, release something in this house tonight. Lord, that will turn the wheels in your direction. Father, I ask you right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that you would open up every ear to hear. God, that they would receive of you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, and leave here speaking like they have never spoken before in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Now, I'm going to bring you around to the back door to get you to the front door somehow. So here we go. Are you ready for this? When we rehearse stories of biblical greats like a Joshua or a Daniel, or we talk about Gideon or Samson, when we talk about some of the biblical greats, Old Testament and New, even like the Apostle Peter or James or Timothy or Barnabas, when we talk about some of our tendency is to place them on a spiritual pedestal so high that we view their achievements as unreachable and unattainable. When in fact, that's not what God intended. Amen. We look at some of those wonderful men and women of the Old Testament and New, and we say to ourselves, they are of a special breed. When the truth is, as the Bible says, they were people of like passions, just like we are. They go through things just like we do. Put their pants on the same way. Amen. Same kind of difficulties and terrain to walk through in life. And we often view them as somebody way up here when the truth is, whatever they had, God means for us to have. And the anointing that they possessed, God meant for us to possess. And what they achieved, God means for us to achieve. Give the Lord praise for that tonight. You're with me so far. If Jesus, being greater than all of these that we're talking about, said to his disciples and every subsequent believer, he said, the works that I do, shall you do also. Now, did Jesus set the bar too high? Come on. James, would it have ever come out of his mouth if it wasn't possible? My God. So if he said that to his disciples, and then it is meant for every believer that would believe on his name through them that's come down through the years, then what should be our expectations? Amen. What should we expect? We should expect the same God that anointed them to bring his anointing upon us. Hallelujah. We should expect God to shut the mouths of our lions. We should expect God to part the sea in front of us. Hallelujah. We should expect God to heal the sick and raise the dead and open blinded eyes. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of Jesus. Woo! You know, sometimes the enemy grabs an area and he charges it with so much negativity. And he uses everything. He uses the economy. He uses our difficulties and our circumstances. He uses things that are political. He uses the drug culture. And he charges an area with so much negativity that it's hard to rise above it until you begin to believe that the same God that brought Israel out of Egypt is your God. In fact, the very same. Hallelujah. And though the enemy has tried to grab this area, let me tell you, it's well within your ability to take it back in Jesus' name. Somebody get up right now and clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, clap those hands and shout. You can be seated. Woo. But it's not going to change because we have church. It's not going to change because we have a worship choir. Not going to change because we have a building. Not going to change because we schedule weekly meetings. Amen. It's not going to change until there's a demonstration of his spirit and of his power. Hallelujah. God blessed Jesus to work miracles so that he would bring attention to the kingdom of God that was greater than the kingdom of the enemy. I'm going to tell you something. God's going to do something. Somebody better get on the same page with me right now and say, God is going to do something to get the attention of those out there who have lost their faith. Woo! You know, my concern is that we may view Paul's style of ministry as unique. Well, that was just for Paul. Or worse, stranded in time and not for our day. You know, healing's not for our day. Deliverance is not for our day. But that's a lie of the enemy. Oh, somebody help me tonight. Whoo! The greatness of God was manifested in the lives of people that we read about in our Bibles for our example. You go when you have time. This will be your homework assignment. Look up the word example in your Bible and you'll find it several times. And it will read, this was done for our example. This happened for our example. Over and over. We see that word, and it brings us to the same place for imitation as well as navigation. The examples that we see in the Bible are to be imitated. Whoo, hallelujah. An example is something that represents other things of the same kind or specimen. If something is an example, it's of the same kind. When you look in your Bible in the beginning of creation, you discover that everything Jesus created, he made it after its kind. And it was to produce after its kind. Woo, hallelujah. It didn't have to think about its kind. Flowers didn't try to be flowers. You didn't see any flowers waking up saying, you know, I just hope I can be a flower today. You know, if something doesn't happen this weekend, I don't believe I'll be a flower much longer. Amen. We have a lot of people trying to be Christians when you just need to be one. Hallelujah. You just need to be one. Stop trying and just let it happen. Woo! Hallelujah. That's right. You don't have to toil. You don't have to spin. Just let it happen. Amen. There's God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. The same God that saved you is the same God that heals you. And the same God that heals you is the same that will deliver you. And the same that delivers you is the same that will provide for you. Give the Lord a praise for that tonight. Woo! An example is a person or thing that is a pattern to be copied or a warning to be heeded. Something that illustrates a fact. Amen. An example is there to show us that it can be done. Amen. That it can be done. And a lot of you are in a place in life where you're being challenged in your faith. And you've got situations staring at you right now tonight as you sit in here praising God. Some of you were sitting here praising God and wondering how you were going to get that thing worked out at the same time. Amen. How am I going to, you know, praise the Lord? How am I going to work that out? You know, and we have such an incredible attack upon our lives these days. The enemy coming at us from every conceivable angle. And we have to understand God is going to help us to navigate through these dangerous waters. Amen. God's going to get us through these situations. He's the same God. Give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Woo! Paul is speaking in our text tonight. And he's saying, I'm not going to come to try to impress you with my speech. Wow. He said, I'm not going to try to impress you with my wisdom. But I'm determined that my speech and my preaching will be empowered by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Would you lift your hands with me right now all over the house and just say, Father, bless the remainder of this word tonight to my ears. Help me to hear it in Jesus' mighty name. Paul is demonstrating in this chapter how to communicate God, how to speak God, how to speak God's language. You may say to yourself, well, wasn't Paul an apostle? Yes, he was. Wasn't he a minister? Yes, he was. But I'm going to tell you tonight, anybody that's received mercy from the Lord Jesus Christ tonight has ministry. How many of you have received mercy from the Lord? Amen. Therefore, sing. We have this ministry as we have received mercy. We faint not. Amen. Every one of us in this room have ministry in our lives. And God has called us to be kings and priests. Woo! Not just the preacher's job to win the lost. Come on. I need a healthy amen on that one. It's not just the preacher's job to make the church happen. Boy, I hope that preacher's got it this weekend. Woo! You know what I'm thinking? Boy, I hope you got it this weekend. Huh? That's right. You know, I tell our church, I can't wait for the day when I come to church and I have to shut you down so I can get a word in edgewise. Amen. I recently listened to a pastor speak. In fact, I believe he was from Manchester. And he was talking about the move of God in their city and their area, how God blessed Manchester. And they were breaking that spirit of pharmakia off their area. And drug addiction, all that was going on. And he said, this pastor said, I never see souls get saved in my altar. I thought, that's sad. He said, no. He said, I preach these great messages, but nobody ever comes up to get saved. He said, no, they get saved out in the parking lot. They get saved in the foyer. They get saved before they ever get in here, so I never get a chance to preach them into the altar. I'm talking to you about something that the enemy is afraid is going to happen. Amen. Everybody hopes the preacher's anointed, but I hope the laity gets anointed. Hallelujah. Everybody wants me to be prayed up and read up, but you're the one that needs to get a hold of God. Open up the word of the Lord and seek the face of God until he drops an anointing on your life. What's going to happen when the power of spiritual multiplicity takes place in our ministries when there's just as much anointing in the pew as there is in the pulpit? Somebody give the Lord praise for that. Woo! Paul said you need to speak God, God's language. How many of you know that God protected his language? God protected his language. And he would tell his people, I don't want you to intermarry. I don't want you to intermingle. I don't want you to do that. You know, I told our people, I said, do you believe God was a racist? That was a good question. You know, I'm preaching. I said, do you believe God's a racist? You know, and they're just staring at me. Kind of like you're doing right now. You're really wanting the answer. You know, Pastor Bob, why wouldn't God let his people intermingle, intermarry? And the truth is, God was protecting his language. God had put a language in his people that was so powerful that if they opened their mouth, anything could happen. And it was only tainted somewhat by the fall and diminished as time went on. But God would not let them intermarry, intermingle. God wanted to keep the language pure. Here's, God was not a racist, and here's why. I'm going to answer that question so you can go home tonight and not hate me. God would not allow them to intermingle and intermarry because God did not want them to become influenced by the gods of other people. God wanted His people to be the influencer and not to be influenced, so that in time they could win the nations to God through the power of their language. Woo! Oh, I've led you right in like a sheep, bunch of sheep to the slaughter. Woo! God's gotten a hold of our church, and the spirit of holiness is making a comeback. Oh, hallelujah. Here he goes. Woo! God does not want us to win the world by the world. What good is a church when they come in here and they can't tell the difference in here between what's here and what's out there? Woo! I can feel the enemy bucking up a little bit and saying, don't do that, don't do that. But I'm going to do it right now in Jesus' name. It's time for God's people to distinguish themselves. It's time to get out of this world and get a hold of God and fall on our faces and repent before Him until a purity comes back in our spirit and the language of God can come back out of our mouth. Somebody give the Lord praise. Well, preacher, I want to go hang out with my friends, and, you know, I can go to a party and I can go to a party and not cave in. How many young people have said that? Well, thank you. I wasn't going to go there, but, you know, and Pastor Bob, I want to go, and you'd be all right if I, I would say, look, you're not ready. You're not ready. If you go, you'll be influenced. You know, you got to get your spirit where it needs to be. I feel the enemy hating everybody. I feel the enemy hating on me right now. That's right. You got to get your spirit right. You got to get your life right. We got to get things out of us that we've tolerated some things that God doesn't want us to tolerate. Amen. There's things that come across. Good Lord, this is Bob Gully. There's things that comes across our television sets that we should not be looking at. Is this okay? All right. Hallelujah. Because God wants you to be the influencer. God wants you to be the one that when you walk in the room, all heaven breaks loose. Woo! What does it sound like when somebody communicates God? What does it sound like when they speak God? It sounds like this. It sounds like silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give to you. Rise up in the name of Jesus and walk. What does it sound like when you communicate God? Your shadow goes over somebody and they get healed. Now, wait a minute, preacher. That was Peter. That was some of those guys. That's exactly what I'm getting at tonight. We look at all that like it's some story in a book and it can never happen again, when the truth is God wants to pour it out right here in this area until it captures the attention of everybody around you. Somebody give the Lord praise. God's language. God's language is not just mere words, but works. When God speaks, when your Father speaks, works happen. God said, I'm going to send my word. It won't come back until it accomplishes what I sent it to do. And so when God opens his mouth, His word goes to work, and it won't come back until the job's done. Hallelujah. God wants you to speak God. Oh, hallelujah. I feel you're getting it. I see that you're getting it in your spirit. The enemy's afraid of this word. The enemy's afraid of a church that speaks God. Amen. I don't want people to come to my church and walk out and say, great service. I don't want them to come to my church and pat me on the back and say, boy, that was great preaching. I want them to walk out and say, God was in the house. God was here. Amen. God's here. Come on, lift your hands one more time and praise Him right now. Somebody praise the Lord. Say this. Somebody say, God, change the way that I speak. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this room right now. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to speak God fluently. Amen? Until your conversation is laced with grace, full of God's power. Until your voice sends the word on assignment. Amen? Are you hearing this tonight? I know you are. I feel that you are. The enemy is afraid of what you're going to walk out of here with tonight. But you're going to walk into your house and you're going to command that devil to get out in Jesus' name. How many of you are ready to speak some God around your home? Amen. Woo! When your preacher got up a while ago and he said, we're going to build a gym back here. And he said, we're going to do this right in the middle of a recession. That's speaking God. Amen. That's speaking God. You know what I believe? I believe the gym is already there. Hallelujah. And here's what else I believe. If God can put a gym there, then He can break you through to the next phase and the next phase and the next. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise for that tonight. I was bound by drugs in my late teens, tore up by the enemy, walked in my house one night. I'd been drinking all day, drugging all night. Walked in my house in Indiana and navigated up a spiral staircase that went to the upstairs room where I lived, where I stayed. I knew every creak and crack in that staircase, and even drunk and high, I knew how to navigate it and not make a sound. I went all the way up the steps. I knew that nobody heard me. And I laid down on my bed. My head was swimming. I was high as a kite. I was a mess. Total mess at 19. Messed up. I laid there about an hour, and I heard the door open underneath. My room was my mother's room. I heard the door open. I heard the bed squeak. And I heard somebody say, oh God. Oh God. I want you to touch my boy. She started speaking, God. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm laying there, Odie, and I'm numb to the world, and I'm high as a kite. And she says, oh God, you gave me that boy and he belongs to me. And I gave him to you and he belongs to you. She shifted gears and she said, Satan, you can't have him in Jesus' name. I bind your power in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of my son right now. God, wherever Bobby is, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home. Woo! You know, I was able to fend some of that off for a little while. But then she shifted gears and one more time she went into third. She started speaking a language that wasn't of this world. Woo! Next thing I know, the Holy Ghost is flowing through her. She's shouting and yelling, and it broke me right where I laid. Tears began to come out of my eyes, and God began to deal with me. I'm trying to tell you tonight, Mom, Dad, you have the power to speak your father's language. Woo! What is my daddy's language? It's healing. What is my daddy's language? It's salvation. What is my daddy's language? It's deliverance. What is my daddy's language? It's the power to break the back of the devil. Somebody give the Lord praise tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have the power to speak God. You don't have to sit there and watch the enemy do what he does. The devil loves a negative church. The devil loves a negative home. Come on. Where all you hear is we can't. It'll never work. Oh, when the spirit of just tolerating things. I'm done with that. I'm done with tolerating the devil's mess. Amen. I'm done with it in our ministry. Done with it in our lives. Amen. It's time to stand up and speak. Amen. Whoo. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo. Hallelujah. Whoo, come on, praise him just a little bit in here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Speak a little of your father's language. Whoo. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Preacher, don't you feel that it's a little tough tonight? Look, I've been doing this for over 30 years. I know when the enemy wants to shut something down. Amen? And I don't mind trudging through this like I'm doing tonight. And fighting hell a little bit. That's fine with me, Odie. I'm ready to put the gloves on and go. Amen. But here's what we have to understand. When God came on the scene to speak to the earth, it was without form. It was void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Until the Spirit of the Lord began to brood over it. Woo! Hallelujah. God's dealing with some things right now. God's got some people ready right now. And all it's going to take is somebody that knows how to speak God fluently. Amen. But that earth, this world, was without form and it was void. And it was in chaos. My God. Until God stepped up and he said, let there be light. Woo! And when the light turned on, it was still without form and void. Didn't look a whole lot better, but the light was finally on. Woo! Did you ever walk through your house and turn on a light and say to yourself, yeah, whoo. What are you trying to say, preach? I'm trying to tell you tonight. We're trudging through something in this room right now, but the light's on. Amen. The light's on. That's right. There's not a whole lot else happening at the moment, but the light's on. Hallelujah. But guess what? God wasn't done yet. No. He began to hang the sun and the moon and the greater and the lesser light. That's right. And he began to speak into the earth, and he began to speak into the plant life, and speak about the animals. God's language was released until it began to change. Woo! Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to speak? How many of you are ready? Stand up with me right now. Say this with me. Say, I am the offspring of the second man, Adam. Woo! I wish Michael was here tonight. A lot of you don't know Michael. But we were looking at some pictures the other day, and it was pictures somebody took of me and you and showed it your birthday. It's Tammy celebrating a birthday today. Yeah. She's 29, and it's going great. And holding. But they were showing, they did a picture collage, a video collage of Tammy, pictures and all that. And it showed me when I was young, and it was dead on Michael. If you talk to Michael on the phone and you don't know it's Michael, you might think it's me. As bad as Michael might hate it, and all of you guys know where I'm going, as bad as Michael might hate it, sometimes he sounds and acts just like me. How many of you guys ever said that to yourself? Finally you admitted, oh my God, I'm just like my dad. It's a tough thing to reckon with. But I'm trying to tell you something tonight. When the blood of the Lamb covered you, when Jesus came into your life, you became a part of the family of God. And you're supposed to be just like your daddy. Just like your father. Speaking his language. Bow your heads all over the room. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, that you would speak into our spirits. God, that our tongues would be released. God, that we would begin to speak the right things. God, that we would open our mouths and declare by faith your blessing is upon us. And so God, right now in Jesus' name, God, as this word has gone forth, I thank you, God, to minister into these that are standing here right now. God, that their lives are going to change. Homes are going to change. This ministry is about to go even to a higher level in the name of Jesus. Somebody said amen to that. Whoo, not that it's not at a good place, but I believe it's going to go higher and higher and higher in Jesus' name. Whoo, hallelujah. How many times have you come home and the enemy's at your house? You've just come out of a good church service, been under the influence of the power of God, and you come home and the enemy's just sitting there. You know, glad you had a good church service, but I'm still here. Woo! Isn't it time that you went home and walked in your house and said, devil, you're out. God's in. It's time for a change. Is somebody ready for that tonight? Come on. Hallelujah. Woo. Father, we ask you now in Jesus' name to begin to make a difference. God, that you begin to make a difference. God, that you begin to turn things in a new direction. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, as they come back to the music, let's get ready to pray tonight. And we're going to do some praying together tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody here tonight that you're ready for some things to change around your house, around your life. Come on. Lift your hand if that's you. Preacher, I'm ready for some things to change. Whoo, hallelujah. I'm ready. And so, Father, we speak tonight. We speak blessing. God, we speak blessing in the name of Jesus. God, and we take authority over the powers of hell that have encamped around this city, daring anyone to step up. But God, this church, the Father's house, is going to step up in Jesus' name and speak a revival into this area in the name of Jesus. Whoo! Hallelujah. God, we declare miracles to be released in the name of Jesus. God, we declare great deliverance to come in the name of Jesus. You old spirit of drug addiction, pharmakia, your power is being challenged right now by people of faith. We declare the deliverance of many that are bound up by the enemy to be set free in Jesus' name. Now look at me just a second. You say, how can you do that, preacher? Because God brought me out of it. God spoke to me when I first got saved, and he said, the pit that I brought you out of, I brought you out of it so you can pull others out of that same pit. God parks right in my church 2 rehabilitation centers that are there every service because God knows they're going to get set free right there in that house. Amen. So I'm not speaking to you as a novice. I'm telling you that spirit that's out there that has people bound can be broken and should be broken by you in Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. So we got to have faith tonight and believe God. Father, I ask you now in the name of Jesus. God, I'm speaking as one that you have set free. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I have been delivered from the enemy. My life is forever changed. God, and I'm speaking right now, God, that you'll break the power of that spirit in this area and raise up some people who are not afraid to declare it by faith. Grab somebody's hand next to you. Say in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy. You spirit of drug addiction. You spirit of alcoholism. We come against you in Jesus' name. And we declare victory over you in the name of Jesus. We're going to see souls come in this ministry into our lives. And when we speak, freedom is coming. Shout and give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now we're feeling it just a little bit. Woo. I know you. I know you. I know you got backbone. I know you have courage. I know you have strength. I know you have a voice. Woo! How many of you have got children or grandchildren that are bound up by the enemy? Bound up by the enemy, and you want to see them set free. How many of you have got a friend, a co-worker, or a neighbor And the enemy's had them for so long. But you're ready to say, no more. I'm going to speak to their freedom in Jesus' name. Lift your hand. Is that you? There was nothing more frightening to Israel's enemies than when Israel would shout, and that shout would echo across the valley. And it would chill the bone of their enemies. Whoa, hallelujah. If you believe tonight, and here's what I'm trying to teach you. Paul sang to them clever words and catchphrases. It's not going to get the job done. But if the power can come out of my life, that will put the enemy to flight and cause the faith of men and women to be in God as it should be. I want you to shout with me tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? Woo! Are you ready? I want you to shout, yeah! Hey, come on! Oh. Woo! That's not just a sound that the next house can hear. That's a sound that goes out in the spirit and goes to a home where somebody's drunk tonight, and the conviction will well up in them. That's going into a car. That's going into a field. That's going into a heart right now. That's your God voice, Father's house. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Woo! The Bible says demons tremble at the sound of that name. Go in your house and say, oh me. Go in your house and say, oh my. Go in your house and say, what are we going to do? Or go in your house and say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the enemy. Jesus, in the name of 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 Jesus, woo! In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say, let there be light. Let me ask you a question. Is the light greater than the darkness? Is the light greater than the darkness? Does the greater light rule over the lesser? Amen. Let there be light in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Father, we're asking you tonight, God, to demonstrate through us. Woo. Demonstrate through us the power of your Holy Spirit so that an awakening will come into our community. God, that you would awaken this community. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Woo! Shama! The Lord is here. The Lord is here. Hallelujah! 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 We're going to shout one more time. We're going to shout one more time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah! Woo! Come on, hallelujah! Woo! Come on, shout it out! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This church can do this. Amen. This church can do this. Woo! This church will do this. Come on. You're going to pull down some strongholds. Oh, preacher, I wish somebody would have a great revival so we could all go to it. Why do you have to go to Brownsville? Why do you have to go to Toronto? Why do you have to go to California? Why not you? Why not right here? Why not the Father's house? Why not this area? Why not you? That was close. That was close. That was close. We almost took it. Woo! Why do we have to wait for somebody else when God's saying, I've given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions? When God's saying, I'll pour my anointing out upon you, why wait for somebody else? You know, every now and then, people will come to me and say, preacher, would you be interested in coming over to our house and binding the demons? We feel like something's in our house and we want you to come over and get the devil out of our house. You know what I tell them? I tell them no. Yeah, I disappointed all of them. I can tell you're all disappointed. You think I'm horrible. I tell them no. I said, what good will it do me to come over there and get the demons out of your house when you're going to let them right back in? What good is it for me to go over there and bind up the devil out of your home and you're going to come in and live the same way you've been living and do the same things you've been doing? They're just going to walk right back in. No, it's time for you to say to the enemy, get out of my home. Get out of my family. Get off my children. Get out of my finances. Hallelujah. If there's anybody here tonight that's ready to speak God, I want you to come on up here and stand. I'm going to pray for you and ask God to pour His Spirit out on you. If there's anybody here. If there's anybody here tonight, you want me to agree with you in prayer for God to do something powerful for your life, I want you to come and stand here. Come on. Somebody find me a mint or a Halls or something. Anything. Come on, I want you to come forward and just remain standing. I'm going to try to pray for every one of you. Those of you that are standing right here, right now, I want you to say in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Keep saying it. Somebody standing here, say, I have the power to turn things around. I am my Father's child. What Daddy says, I can say. What Daddy does, I can do. Whoa, come on. Lift up your hands and praise Him.